Sanhedrin, Perekei Mishnehei. We've discussed the Kabbalah Soedus, the Jewish of Hakira, the procedural Surah of the Bezdin, the deliberations, and now we have to get to the way the Dayan of the Sanhedrin is Machria. We're discussing over here Dinei Nefoshos. We're going to discuss how the Sanhedrin, or the Bezdin of Chof Gimel, is Machria, and then how, we'll see Mr. Hashem, the next pack, how they carry out whatever was decided. In Motzu Loschus Toru, if we're talking over here about Roiva the Dayanim, I'm masking that there's a Tzad Schus, doesn't have to be Bevadai that he's not Chayiv. It's enough that there's a legitimate Tzad to put into doubt the Psak of Miso. So then Toru, they patted him. Vimlav, if they didn't find the Schus, and it seems to them pretty clear that this fellow, Rachman Tzon, is Chayiv Misa. Ma'avirin dine lemocho, we had earlier in the previous parak that we don't pass in dine nefoshes that day. We're not goyim as a din the day that we start the case and hear the edim. Hoyim is dav givim zugoy zugoys. What they do is they peer up like chavrusas, zugoy zugoys, and they discuss back and forth and back and forth the case. Even after they're not sitting together as a bezdin, they continue discussing overnight. Is it in twos or is it in threes? The Rishonim discuss. Pashtus chavrusas are in twos, but you could also discuss it in threes. Umematim b'maychav lo'ei yishoysin yayin kol hayoyim. We're talking about the remainder of that first day. The mission is going to continue. Noisim v'noisim kol halayla. The Pashtus says that the reason why they memayit b'maychav is in order that they should be alert and have energy to be marbe b'matzo maton about the details of the case. The loyho yushoysin yayin kol hayoyim is a different din over here, and that is the Gemara learns out from a pasuk of Mishnah, la roiznim e sheikhor. Sheikhor is something, an intoxicating beverage. The loshon sheikhor is like beer. Well, the roiznim are those that are oisik birozo. The Gemara says a drosha on the word roiznim means those that are oisik birozo shaloylam, which is dinei nefoshes. Now, it happens to be the shverkat here, because there's a din that we have in other sugis hashas that's learned out by a posuk that was said to Aaron HaKohen after the petir of Nodim Vaviu that went into the Beis Hamikdash intoxicated. And it says over there that they can't pass in the same way they can't go into the Mikdash. There's another din besides for B.S. Mikdash, which is also in a state of Shikrus. But a dayin is not allowed to pass in Al Yoyre in a state of Shikrus. So why do we need a bazunder din over here, din nefoshes? What's discussed in the Mefarshim, it's not 100% clear why it should be that way, is that the Gzeres HaKosuv of that a Chochem, a Dayan, shouldn't be Meira Halacha, is not referring to sitting down in a Bezdin setting. It's referring to paskening a Halacha Psuka, which is anything in Yerideya, in Erechaim, anything which is also Mutter. That type of Psak, there's an Isser for the Dayan to pasken after he drank a Revius of Yayin. It's true, by the way, that you could have Issa v'heter also in Dine Mominis. If somebody comes to a Dayan, he asks him, is that Mutter or is it not Mutter? So for the Dayan to pass him, that's Gezel, or that's Mutter, that's Hashav Zaved, that's not Hashav Zaved, it's also Issa v'heter. Well, what's not Nichlal is the process of deciding between two parties, because there that's not an absolute Psak Din. That's not creating a Din Torah. What that is paskening the right and wrong between two people. That would not have the Isser that we just mentioned from the Pasuk in Parashas Shmini. That has this din, and Mo'od Yitochen, the din in Mominis, does not have that din of Shikrus. Only, the only din Torah of a Sanhedrin, of a Bezdin, that has the Isser, is only the Roiznim Eishecher, is only din in Nefoshes. And that's why the Mishnah has to say it Bazunder over here. V'noisim kol alayla. They were alert, and they kept on being shocked. But they weren't mesiach das to other inyonim. Ulamachas mashkimin uboyin lebezin. The next day, they get up early and they come to Bezin. Hamizake, one of the dayonim who's from the ones that hold that he should be let off the hook, that is some type of reason why he shouldn't be chay misa. Oimer. Ani mezake or mezake ani bimkoimi. I still hold it's a way of saying that he's insistent al daitoi, the Mufarshim point out that even if he actually changed his mind overnight, haloi, we had a Mishnah before that the Mezakeh is not allowed to change his mind to Chayva. So if he originally held that he's from the Mezakim, so Mezakeh ani b'mkoymi, I stay with my opinion, even if he doesn't hold that way anymore. The next line, the Mishnah, the Hamechayev, one of the Dayonim that's representing the Mechayevim, remember there's 23 Dayonim, so there were two opinions over here. Oymer ani Mechayev, u'mechayev ani b'mkoymi. That's only if Yitaka holds that way, because the Mechayev is allowed to be Mezakeh at any point of the deliberations. Hamalamed choyve, malamed schus. Hamalamed schus, eni yochalaks olamed choyve, like we just said. The Malamed Choyva is allowed to change the Schus, but the Malamed Schus is not allowed to change over to Choyva. V'hitzilu, that's the Iker. To, Badover, they made a mistake. They said over again the deliberations, but they said over B'Ktzor, all the arguments that were there from the Tzad HaMezakim and Tzad HaMechayvim. What happens if they forgot a deliberation or a point, some type of argument that was brought up the day before? Shnei Sofri HaDayonim. Remember, there are two that are, one's writing Divrei HaMezakim, one's writing Divrei HaMechayvim. Maskir Noisim reminds that Taina. Imotzu L'Schus, if now on the second day, or through the course of the night, and now they're going to bring it up, the second day they found some type of Schus, Toru. Vimlav, Oimdim L'Minyan. If everybody is still fixed on their opinion, Salam HaZogim, that there is an amount that hold Chayiv, there is an amount that hold that Potter. Remember, any slight deliberation that it shouldn't be chayiv will pater. You don't have to be machriya. The mezakeh doesn't have to be machriya. The mechayiv has to be 1,000% sure. The mezakeh has to bring up any type of reason why to poke a hole in the reasoning of the mechayiv. So now they're counting. We have shnei masa mezakin, 12 that are mezakeh, v'achad osa mechayiv, and zakeh, he's free. Shnei masa mechayivim, v'achad osa mezakin, if it's 12 Letzad ha-guilty. Va'afilu. Achad osa mezakin v'achad osa mechayvin ve'echad oi me'eni yedea. Remember that we have a din that we can't be machriya din in nefoshes l'choyv with a majority of one. So 12 against 11 you won't be able to pass. And 11 against 11 one of them says eni yedea, you have a deadlock. The eni yedea doesn't count. Va'afilu esim u'shnayim mezakin oi mechayvin ve'echad oi me'eni yedea. What happens if 22 of them say their opinion, and what happens if it's unanimous and one of them is not sure? You can't paskin. You don't have a psak din based on 23. And any adair, like we've explained a few times, is called not a dayan. If he doesn't have an opinion, he's not a dayan. So even though overwhelmingly there's an opinion of 22, it's clear that l'chor there's a tzad chiyuv. However, you don't have an opinion of 23. Yosifu adayonim, you have to add on to the dayonim until you get. Ad kama moisifin, shnaim, two at a time. Ad shivim ve'echad. We had this din before. They could add up to the amount of 71. There's no such thing as a bezdin that's more than 71. It could be moisif up to that point. Shloishim v'shishim mezakin, if after adding, you get to 36 mezakin. U'shloishim v'chamishim v'chayven zakin. 36 against 35, letzad innocent. Shloishim v'shishim mechayvin. If you have 36 mechayvin, shloishim v'chamishim mezakin. Donun elu k'neged elu. You don't have a choice. To free him, you can't, because you have a majority that's mechayiv. To actually carry out a psak of miso, you don't follow a roiv of one, and you can't add on more dayonim. So what do? You have to deliberate back and forth and back and forth. Ad shi echad min ha-mechayvin divrei ha-mezakin, until one of the mechayvin will be convinced of some type of wiggle room in the psak, and he'll change over to a mezakeh, and then you're going to have, instead of 36-35 guilty, you're going to have 36-35 innocent, and that will be a psak. Perek Shishi. We go directly into what happens as soon as the bezdin paskin. Nigmar hadin. Moitzin oisin l'sokloi. There are four mises bezdin. As we know, skila sveva heg v'chenek, everybody knows it from the vidui on Yom Kippur. It's important to point out that carrying out Mises Bezna, as rare as it was, and it was very rare, we have the Mishnah in Makkos that says that it was extremely rare happening. But Lamaisa, it's not just a right that the Dayonim have, it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa. Ad kedekach, that we need to learn out from Gzeres HaKosuv that a Psak Din can't be carried out on Shabbos. There would be a Havamina that Asay of Bezdin carrying out Dinei Nefoshes should be Doicha Kedusha Shabbos, Asay Doicha Lois Asay. The Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos has a discussion. The Lois Asay is a Lois Asheish Bekoris, and Asay of the Bezdin is an Asay. Asay Ein Asay Doicha Lois Asheish Bekoris. Also again, Yevamos on that, but it's a mitzvah Asay. The Rishonim have a machloikis whether you count four Einshim as four separate mitzvahs asay, or there's no mitzvahs of chenek, skila, hereg, and sreifa, each one separate. There's one mitzvah for Bezin to carry out whatever the psak was. Interesting discussion about what exactly the lumdus of that machloikis is. Then the sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Ramban. Beis haskila hoya chutz lebezdin. Shenema hoytzei es hamekalel. The pasuk says in the parsha of the mekalel, which is in the end of parshas Emor, the son of Shlomis Baz Divri, that was Rachman from mekalel Shem Hashem. Vayikra ben Isha Yisraelis es Hashem veyekalel, and the psak came down from Shemayim. It was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, hoytzei es hamekalel. Take him out. Take him out. Where? It had to be mechutz lebezdin. It wasn't there. The bezdin itself is a place to deliberate, not to kill. There was a beis haskila. It was a special mokim for it, and it had two stories. On the top of it, on the gag, on the roof of the Beis Haskila, was the place where they would push him down from, as we're going to explain. Echad Oymen al Pesach Bezdin, one person stands. They had a person who was mamunah to stand on the Pesach Bezdin, by Sudor and Biyode. He had a flag system, a Sudor. Is like a kerchief, but it's something large that you can wave and you can see off in the distance. His stomach was white to be able to see it. V'odem echod roichev hasus, rochek mimenu. There's somebody riding on the horse, or rather, there's somebody who's ready to ride on a horse, but that person was stationed at a distance from the Bezdin. Why? We want to have that the Bezdin could still be in a situation where they could deliberate and change the psak to innocent at the last second. They didn't have telephones in those days. The only way to communicate all the way out to the Beis Haskila, which was outside of the town limit, was to have some type of visual system. They would have a sudorin, and from the Pesach Bezdin, if the Bezdin deliberated and came out, they would wave, and he would... The person on the horse would see, and he would go galloping down, so you'd be able to get as much revach as you can in order to facilitate that they have the ability to communicate a acquittal up to the last second. Kadeshi Ereyu, as far as they were able to see. If somebody says in the Bezdin, I have a svarab to be Malamed Olav Zchus. Hello, the one that's standing over there, Meinav Sadam, he waves quickly the flag. Vatsus rots, he gallops down to the Beis Haskila, Mamidoi, he stops them. He stands them, literally. He has them freeze in the middle of what they're doing. They're preparing him for skill, they stop. Vafilu, hu oimer, even if he himself says, Yesh li lama alatzmiz chus. Usually what would happen is, the Maisa was a Maisa, but the Shaila is maybe the Maisa was done, Shalai Kitzur also. There's very distinct definitions of what's a Maisa Ritzicha, a Maisa Chil Shabbos. And he wants to argue that according to one sheet, the picture, they're arguing whether it was a Maisa Chil Shabbos Deraisa. And he says, yeah, but like Shlomo Zalman, that wouldn't be a Malacha Deraisa, it's only Drabon, Samat Chayv, Skila, etc. They could deliberate on that way. Machzirin Oysa, they would bring him back. Afilu Arba V'chamish Apom, they would keep on coming back. Ubavad Sheish Mamish B'dvorov. If he himself is the one that's bringing up the schools, it has to be something that sounds like a Dovah Sheish B'mamish. Lamaisa, they went back and forth. Motzel eschus, they found him eschus. Toru, they patted him. Without further ado. Vimlav, yoytzel esokl, they went back out. Vikruz yoytzel afonov, there was a crier that went out in front of him to Beis Haskila and said in a loud voice, cupped his hands around his mouth and he scrammed in a loud voice so everybody who was in that kivun should hear. Ish ploini ben ploini yoytzel esokl ashov averu ploinis. They would say the information, so-and-so did such-and-such an avera, based on the testimony of Pliny and Almoini. This is another way of giving the optimal exposure in order to ultimately have a chance to free him. Again, that's the ikar, koveya when we're dining a din nevashos. You have to give as much chance as you can to tzad haschus.